WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Strong Stats. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like your brain is a squirrel on caffeine, bouncing from one thing to another? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on a task, but your mind wanders off to think about what's for lunch, or that weird dream you had last night? Yeah, we've all been there. In today's world of constant notifications and endless distractions, it can feel like our attention spans are shrinking faster than a snowman in July. But listen up, because I'm here to tell you that regaining control over your focus isn't some mythical superpower, it's a skill you can develop, a muscle you can train. And trust me, the payoff is huge. Think about it. When you have laser-like focus, you accomplish more, feel less stress, and actually enjoy the things you do. You're in control of your time, not the other way around. Sounds pretty good, right? So let's dive into some simple strategies to supercharge your attention span and start conquering your day. First up, we need to understand why our attention spans are suffering. Think of it like this. Our brains are wired for survival. Back in the caveman days, constantly scanning your surroundings was crucial for spotting predators or finding fruit. But today, we're bombarded with information from every direction, emails, social media, news alerts, it's a sensory overload. This constant stimulation keeps our brains on high alert, making it harder to focus on one thing for an extended period. Second, we need to create boundaries. You wouldn't leave your wallet lying around, right? It's the same with your attention. Designate specific times and spaces for focused work, and during those times, minimize distractions. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close the necessary tabs on your computer, and let those around you know you need some quiet time. Third, practice mindfulness. Ever noticed how easy it is to get lost in a good book or a captivating movie? That's because when we engage fully with something, our attention naturally focuses. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises into your day. Take a few minutes to simply observe your breath, the sensations in your body, or the sounds around you. This helps train your brain to be more present and less distracted. Fourth, break down large tasks into smaller chunks. We've all been there staring at that huge project looming over us, feeling paralyzed by its enormity. Instead of tackling it all at once, break it down into manageable steps. This makes the task feel less daunting and allows you to celebrate small victories along the way. Finally, remember to reward yourself. When you accomplish something, even something small, take a moment to acknowledge your success. Go for a walk, listen to your favorite song, or grab a cup of coffee, whatever brings you joy. This reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated to keep pushing forward. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was a marketing manager who felt like she was constantly drowning in emails, meetings, and urgent requests. She'd start tasks with good intentions, but her attention would quickly drift, leaving her feeling overwhelmed and unproductive. One day, Sarah decided to try implementing some of these strategies. She set aside specific times for focused work, minimized distractions during those blocks, and took short mindfulness breaks throughout the day. She also started breaking down large projects into smaller tasks, celebrating each milestone along the way. The results were incredible. Sarah felt more in control of her time, less stress, and actually enjoyed her work again. Remember, folks, improving your attention span is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistency. But by incorporating these simple strategies into your daily routine, you can train your brain to be more focused, productive, and ultimately happier. So go out there, conquer that to-do list, and remember strong starts lead to fulfilling days. And if you find this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a boost in their focus game. You know, the kind of person who always seems to be losing their keys or forgetting appointments. Let's spread the stoic love. I'll catch you tomorrow for another strong start.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.